the gentleman you're about to hear from, he performs a lot in the Pittsburgh area. And I don't know if you've had a chance to see or hear him before or not. His name is John Marcinison. And his range is incredible. He's been on the air a few times with us before. One that I almost forgot in a trio that I think was from the Schenley Park Nature Center when we broadcast live outside of the center, and also with Susanna Ortner before. Today he's here on his own. He has a CD called Blue Ride, which features his work and some collaborations as well. And we'll talk with him a bit, but we're going to start with some music. Here is John Marcinison. John Marcinison, that was beautiful. Tell me the name of that.
So that's one of my own pieces. That's one's called June Song. It's on my CD there.
Yeah, it really gave you a chance to play, not in every way that you play, but in a lot of different ways. The percussive parts were fun to hear, and also the harmonics that you had going. How long let me just ask instead of how long, how old were you when you started?
Let's see. I was about 13 when I started playing regularly. We had a guitar laying around the house that I would pick up and just every now and then. And my older brother played first. So he was the one that, you know, got us into music. And then from there, we just started listening to recordings. I mean, that's the way we did it. We just learned by ear, listening to rock music, pop music of the day, and that was it. So then I studied formally once I went to college.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in East Pittsburgh, which would be east of the city, so north for Sales, Turtle Creek area.
I know East Bay, the Greensburg Pike sort of dumps you off into East Pittsburgh. In that neck of the woods. And so when you were listening to the radio, do you remember guitarists you were emulating or trying to pick up licks from?
Well, certainly it was rock music in the beginning. You know, my first main influence would have to say the Allman Brothers, Duane Allman's playing, and that got me into playing slide guitar, which I do a lot of on electric, and then I've incorporated it onto this as well. Then I got into other styles, classical, jazz, and just kind of like to view it all as just, you know, good music. Yeah. And when I write or play things, I try to bring a little of all of that. So in that piece, it's very classical in a sense, the approach, that, but there are certainly some popular elements to that, so that just, I think, kind of naturally come through. It's not something that I'm really trying hard. I got to do this and I got to do that, but I try to do what's natural.
Yeah, it makes it really accessible to listen to, too. Did you find, where did you study? You went to college?
Well, then when I finally studied formally, I went to University of Pittsburgh and initially studied a little jazz guitar with John Maione, and then classical with Jim Furla, who's now a close friend and a colleague of mine, and we play all the time together as a duo. We have a regular gig down at the Backstage Bar once a month. And we do all sorts of other things, concerts and, you know, private events and so on. Yeah.
Was it, so you were probably pretty much self-taught in the beginning, and then you start to get professional instruction. Was it hard to make that transition? I've often wondered about that.
Yeah, it wasn't, I don't think, at all, because I think I was always passionate and disciplined about the instrument, and I had good teachers, so when I did make the transition, and so, of course, I mentioned John and Jim, and then eventually I studied a little bit of jazz with Joe Negri. I mean, everybody that you know, lives here eventually studies with Joe at some point. But they were all good teachers and very open to trying to bring out the best in their pupils. And that's the same approach that I try to take as a teacher now as well.
You are listening to John Marcinison, and I want to be sure we get to some more music. So what would you like to play next?
That's a good question. since I started talking about the rock stuff, maybe I should do a little bit of that. So I have some classic rock arrangements that I like to do and make my own arrangements. So I have that here. Should I announce what it is?
I was going to say, we'll let you listen very intently as you listen to John and see if you're able to figure out what the song is as he plays it. And thank you for tuning in.
And maybe I could say one other quick thing. So for this one, I'm playing everything live, and But I am going to use a loop pedal on this. So some of what I play will be played first, and then I'll play along with it so that I could do my full arrangement. So I'm just going to...
So he's going to build this live, but some of the parts he will play back digitally.
Just want to make sure I'm getting a fairly good balance and get all my necessary gear out for this piece. I'll play a little slide on this as well. Thank you.
Well, there you heard 2 to 3 guitarists, but they were all John Marcinison. That was incredible to listen to. Did you have three at some times?
No, just two.
I was trying to figure it out because some of those counterpoints, I don't know if that's the right word, but occasionally what I heard coming out of the loop, I thought might have been two. They were so complex.
Yeah, well, thank you. So two great songs, Norwegian Wood by the Beatles, and then the outro to Layla by Derek and the Dominoes.
Yeah.
So I fused the two together.
I might have audibly kind of gasped when you went into the Layla portion because it really sounded like it belonged as the end of Norwegian Wood. And I like what you did with Norwegian Wood, too. That's a really – it's a complicated song, the lyrics as well as the way the Beatles approached it. And it was really neat to hear your own arrangement of it. I get the sense you really like to arrange.
I absolutely do. I like writing. I like arranging. I like playing and tying everything in. So since I do a lot of solo playing or smaller ensembles, especially for the bigger stuff like that, of course, we think of a big rock band, which is a wonderful way to play that. But if you're missing a few players and a little bit of amplification, there's still a way to do it and make it sound good.
Well, the slide, was as if it, not exactly like an electric guitar, but it did just fine.
Yeah,
you know, it's good.
Yeah, it gives it a little bit of a different flavor to do it that way.
This is John Marcinison. We've linked. I put a picture of him up on our Facebook page, and we've linked to his website at slbradio.org. And Blue Ride is the current CD, which features some songs that you'll probably recognize, like A Whiter Shade of Pale, Living in the Country, which I think was an Allman Brothers.
Well, actually, that's a Pete Seeger.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But then I fused that into Allman Brothers' Mountain Jam, just a solo guitar arrangement, so similar to what I just did there with those pieces.
Yeah, and I see Daphne, a great is that a tune Django played, I think?
No, it isn't. Just the same name. So Daphne
is
my wife,
song.
So
okay.
I wrote that for her. So you mentioned the only three covers that are on the CD. So the rest of the music is original, my original music.
Oh, that's great. It's funny. I was, because there is a classic Daphne, right?
Yeah, there is. And I certainly love Django and play some Django. And did that the last time I was here with Susanne.
Yeah.
So the CD, this first 7 tracks are with a band, guitar, bass, drums, keyboard. And again, that draws a lot of my influence. That's more of a blues, rock, jazz thing. And then the last, 5 tracks would be primarily solo guitar. There is a couple that I overdub a few. There's one piece there called Excella Theme, and that was actually a commission from Excella Health.
I was going to ask
you
that.
So if you ever see those commercials, that's in part the music that you're hearing.
Every time we see a commercial, we can say John gets another nickel.
Maybe. There it is, Those nickels add up.
it's nice to see that. I forget his name, but years ago I met the man who wrote the theme to Entertainment Tonight. That ba da 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 ba da 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 da. And boy, was he happy for having written that theme because it got used over and over and
That's
over
right.
again. And a lot of music, I know you teach many students. A lot of younger musicians and older musicians are starting to find audiences and income from there's so much media being created these days that need high-quality music, whether it be commercials or films or videos about not a music video, but a video that needs a soundtrack to it.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And, video games, and that's become more... more popular, yes.
You've really seen the industry change dramatically over the years, I think, in terms of, I mean, live music, fortunately, is something still out there.
And we're glad for that, that in the end people tend to come back to live music because there's nothing quite like it.
Yeah, it's different every time. So we mentioned the backstage and the gigs you have there. What else should we talk about?
So, let's see. As far as regular gigs, that's one that I play there with Jim. And I also play there with Susanne, and we do our gypsy jazz thing. And there's a Mexican restaurant in the Strip District, Casa Reina, that I play solo guitar for. And so when I do that, of course, I'm doing more of Latin music, so traditional Latin music. And then if I'm going to throw in some of my classic rock, then I'll throw in some Santana, and that fits in just fine. And I perform with Daphne Alderson quite a bit, my wife Daphne, and she has a show coming up, part of Pittsburgh Opera Theater, part of their Summerfest program. And last year she was in she was in one of the operas, A New Kind of Fallout, which was a new piece that was written, and we did a cabaret show there as well, in addition to the operas. And this year we're coming back and we're expanding on that show. It was very successful. It's going to be all Edith Piaf French show. So I'll be playing, and we'll have piano, accordion, bass, and drums, and of course Daphne some new arrangements of you know, great Edith Piaf music, but she really does it in her own style and her own voice. So it's not like we're trying to mimic it in any way. So it's very fresh and exciting. So,
well, Summerfest has been, very successful and continues to grow. The Opera Theater of Pittsburgh, I remember we talked about that, not you and I, but we had some folks from Opera Theater on last year as it was getting to start. John Marcinison is here with us. I think we're going to have time for two or three more songs, depending on length. But okay. What would you like to do next?
Well, so first thing I'll do is tune up a little bit as I talk. So maybe what I'm just try to continue covering some different styles. So I played an original piece for you, then my classic rock arrangement. So now I'll play another classic piece, but not a classic rock. It's my arrangement of Sweet Georgia Brown. And I also play in a Dixieland band around town called the Red Hot Ramblers. And of course, this is one of our tunes, but we do it quite different than this. So
here again is John Marcinison. I can't wait to hear this. I heard him noodling about a little bit with this earlier. Here he is. Thank you. Unbelievable. That was John Marsonis. And Brandon Lyons, does that name mean anything to you? Brandon wrote to say, that's my old teacher.
Oh, yeah, sure. Brandon, yeah, he studied with me out at Seton Hill and is doing quite well himself now. I believe living and teaching in the South Hills and playing. And so that's good to hear from Brandon.
He actually had some young students on just a couple weeks ago, and they really did well. And,
wonderful, yeah.
It's clear he likes teaching him. That was great, and I loved sort of the syncopation and the accents that you chose to use in that song, which seemed to be your own, not necessarily.
Well, thank you. So for something like that, that's right. That's what I'm doing. So when I certainly when we do it with the Dixieland Band, it's a little more traditional, and I try to, you know, of course, adhere to that and respect it, but also just try to play what's ever natural for, you know, what I'm doing, what I'm able to do.
Yeah, it just fits.
It works for me. Yeah,
yeah, it just fits. And that one, you had some looping going
on. Yeah,
also.
So that one. So that is the only one that I had the loop pre-recorded. So most of them are on the fly, but that one I had the changes pre-recorded so I could just jump right into it.
Yeah, which is, fair game. It's your music. you recorded it.
Yeah.
And that's something. Did it take you a while to get the knack of doing that?
The loop thing?
Yeah.
I guess it did, yeah. So that's really the art of doing it live is the timing has to be spot on. And you hope that you don't make a mistake, because if you do, it's looping back every
Yes, you keep hearing it every single time.
So that's the key to being able to use it in a practical sense, in a performance.
It's got to take a lot of practice to get it done.
And I try to keep it as subtle and as natural. And frequently, surprisingly, many people won't even notice that I'm using it. So that's good. I mean, you could put anything you want. I could put a whole band in there, and so then that becomes karaoke. So I try. I don't do that.
Well, actually, if you saw me stand up, because I was trying to figure it out at one moment, I was saying, wait a minute, he can't be getting all those notes out of those 10 fingers right now. John Marsonis is here, and I'm so glad for that. We've got about 6 minutes of radio time left, which might be one song or it might be two, depending on what you would like to play.
All right, so maybe I should do – I'll plan on doing one more and see where we are at that point.
And let me – because it may be my only chance, thank you, especially in the holiday weekend. But I really appreciate your – sharing your talent with us, and I think you're probably inspiring some folks to consider lessons or listening differently to music or maybe listening to other kinds of music.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here, Larry, so thanks for the opportunity. So for this last one, I guess staying in the what I started with, trying to play some of the different styles that I do. I'll play a flamenco piece, and this is a somewhat of a composition / arrangement of a traditional bolerias, which is a flamenco dance. So back in 2007, I was part of a Quantum Theater show. I've done a few shows with Quantum Theater, and the second one I did was The Red Shoes. And it was right here at the north side, one of the churches on North Avenue. But in any case, I had to write the music, or let's say arrange the music. And this is one of those pieces based on a traditional flamenco bolerias. Thank you.
Wow. John, thank you. John Marson. Marson Izzin, thank you.
Well, thank you, Larry.
And again, how can folks find the CD?
So the CD is available on iTunes. You can go to my website and click on a link. You could buy it a hard copy through CD Baby. You could buy it directly from me. Send me an email. And if you'd like to be on my mailing list for performances, please shoot me an email, and I will put you on that list as well.
Great. What's your email address?
Okay. So, Zyn, Z-Y-N, at andrew.cmu.edu.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Zyn, Z-Y-N, at andrew.cmu.edu. Thank you.